Good morning. Welcome to the Poetry Moment. I'm John Whalen, and today I'll be reading my own poem, Grandfather Cuts Loose the Ponies. Grandfather Cuts Loose the Ponies is an outdoor sculpture, popularly known as the Wild Horse Monument. It's located on a hillside above the Columbia River. Incomplete, it is still the most seen public art in Washington. Grandfather Cuts Loose the Ponies. It has an epigraph from the sculptor. Getting it finished in this lifetime is this magic quotient to me. I like the thought of that completion. David Govedere. When we travel west to Seattle, my wife and I stop at the overlook above the Columbia. On the way home, we stop on the other side of the highway for the horses and get out of the car, wind or not, to climb loose gravel to the top of the bluff. Up close, the steel silhouettes are rusty and tagged with desperate-looking graffiti and who loves who doesn't anymore. None of the marks seem to matter to the horses, the ones visible for miles, the ones leaping tall and unafraid along the ridge. They're going somewhere in a hurry, moving with joy. We've read about the artist, Govedere, his other work and all. In September sun, you can sit on a rock under a horse if you choose, just like we do, my wife and I. What a miracle to say that, my wife and I. Makes me feel I've traded a life of addiction for an undeserved gift. My wife and I. You're not even supposed to say it's anything special. Not every day you're not. We take pictures to the southwest, where the river flows toward the snake. I focus on all that distance, on the other hills, and the water beyond the bridge we've just driven across. We leave the horses and slide our way down to the car, knowing that sun, rain, snow, until we return, they'll hold the hillside for us, keep distance gathered close but free, a loose fist of sky and light. That was Grandfather Cuts Loose the Ponies by myself, John Whalen, and it is upcoming in the online literary magazine Terrain. This has been Poetry Moment, and again, this is John Whalen. Thank you.